I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candle. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say, take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window, investigating the joint for tracks, taking my telephone for text. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on ya.
It's Cinco de Mayo, people. You know what that means? Absolutely nothing. It means nothing to me, really. It's just another day. But I know the rest of the world is moping around because they're not doing the usual stuff that they're doing, I guess. What were you doing a year ago today? Did you think 1 year later that you would be in the position that you are in today? Probably not. Yeah, it sucks, but you have to make the best of it. You know, there's time for partying, and there's time for studying, and there's time for working, and there's time for playing, and all that good stuff, right? It's two hands of the dial. Dark and light, the yin and the yang, all the bullshit dichotomy crap that they teach us. But there's always two sides. There's always two sides. It's been nice out. We've had a few nice days, but yesterday was beautiful. And I recorded some birds in the yard. It was very peaceful, and people were out and about, and it was nice to see. But today it got cold, and tomorrow will be even colder. It is May 5th. 2020, and it's pretty cold up in the Northeast thus far. I am not getting enough sun. This new job has me working pretty late, but hey, I'm thankful to have a job while the rest of the world sits home and brings home $1,000 a week on unemployment. God bless. God bless them. Shit. But I'm an essential worker. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm gonna set up that Bitcoin wallet or something. Can throw me something for being an essential worker. It doesn't get paid that much, but just enough to get by. What a life. So, I got my government check. I didn't think I was gonna get that bad boy, but I got it. I fucking got it. And I was thinking of purchasing more silver, but of course, the price of silver goes up. Because that's just how it goes. That's just how it goes. But I have a question. I have a question for Gregory. Gregory, you tell me. Does it matter when you're purchasing physical bullion? Does it matter the currency or just the weight? Let's say I'm an American citizen and I decided I wanted to buy some platinum coins or some gold coins or some silver. Does it matter if I purchase them in Canadian currency? Does it matter if I purchase them and they are in Australian currency? I'm just curious if that makes any difference. So. Oh my goodness, people, I am tired. It's been a long day. I've been on my feet. Being essential. Being a hero. Saving the world. What have you been doing? Relaxing? I hope so. I hope life hasn't been too stressful for the rest of you guys. I'm fucking exhausted, though. I'll tell you the real truth. But I did not yet make that investment. I did not yet make that investment I was going to tell you about. I'm talking about the silver. I'm talking about the book. Book. It's a very expensive book. But, yeah, I'm so tired. I don't even know if I have a chance to read it. But I probably should get it while it's still available. Yeah, it's just hard for me to, I guess, justify spending. It's a textbook. You know, it's textbook. You know, textbook, they can cost a lot of money. But at the same time, you know, I want to treat myself to something nice. And how boring must my life be if it's going to be a book? But no, really. Really. It's a wealth of information in this book. And that's why I'm willing to spend the amount of money. Because I'm a cheap-ass motherfucker. I'd try to find it for free somewhere, I'm sure. No, I probably couldn't find that. But I would try. But these people put a lot of effort. They put good effort, so I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. Yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Oh, it is cold. It is a cold spring thus far. I hope people continue to try to take advantage of the warm weather. Take it day by day. I'm going to come back. Let's see. I'm going to come back or not. An article. I wanted to try to catch a commercial because these commercials are out of fucking control. But, yeah, there's research out there. Coronavirus mutates into new dominant, more contagious form as doctors ponder East Coast versus West Coast strains. I mean, this shit's not going to end. I find this very interesting. There was a report that was released regarding the coronavirus and mutations. There are 14 mutations. According to the report, 14 mutations have been identified in the spike protein of SARS-CoV-2. Spike proteins are the protrusions on the exterior of the virus which make up its namesake, corona. I'm reading really briefly an article from Zero Hedge. Coronavirus mutates into new, dominant, more contagious form as doctors ponder East Coast versus West Coast strains. This is a Zero Hedge article dated earlier today, May 5th. And the TV's on in the background, and I don't know. I just started recording. I don't know how much the television's going to be in the way. Maybe I should turn it down. I'm just so fucking tired. I'm tired, people. I'm fucking tired. Are you tired? I'm tired of working. I would rather be home collecting a goddamn check. And then at least I could rest. But no, no. You know what? There is no rest for the wicked. There is no fucking rest for us. Alright. A new study from Los Alamos National Laboratory has revealed a new non-dominant strain of the coronavirus, which appears to be more contagious. Now dominant, not non-dominant. Oh, I'm so tired. According to the authors, meanwhile, doctors in the United States are wondering if the harder hit East Coast is being hit with a different version of the virus than the West Coast. A lot of people believe that they got hit in December, in January, and then a second round came through about a month and a half ago. And this article actually kind of supports that theory because a lot of people, I hear people talking, I don't even get involved. My job, out in public, I don't want to get into the whole gory details of what this really could be about. We know that this was tampered with in a lab, and the media is still gaslighting people and telling people, no, there's no evidence. Bullshit. Bullshit, there's no evidence. Bullshit. But we know anybody who's been listening, follows, and understands, actually opens their eyes, is not a fucking sheep, knows that this virus has been tampered with. This does not come from natural origins. And so the amazing part, we'll continue back to the article. Emerging in early February, the new strain migrated from Europe to the east coast of the United States, where it became the dominant strain across the world beginning mid-March. Wherever the new strain has appeared, it's quickly infected far more people than earlier strains which emerged from Wuhan, China. Within weeks, it became the most prevalent strain in some nations. In addition to spreading faster, This particular mutation may make people more vulnerable to a second infection after the first bout with the disease. I can bear witness, personally myself, being in the Northeast New York area, that I know two men, at least two people, who came down with the first super, you know, whatever you want to call it, back in December, January. I had exposure to them both, not in that way, just, you know, speaking to people, being within the personal space, blah, blah, blah. And both times, I felt as though I was fighting something off. I never fully succumbed. I never had a fever. I just knew that I was fighting something. They were, you know, they were violently ill. And obviously, if you're going to be around somebody who's that ill and they're shedding, likely you're going to be exposed to the virus. This is just what these virus, this is what these infections do. When a person has symptoms and fever, their body is now dealing with a viral load that is causing them to be contagious. There's that much virus in the blood. There's that much virus in the bodily fluids that now they could shed it onto others, right? And there's a period of time up till then that they may not be contagious. And that is what they were calling, telling, you know, 14 days incubation. But there's debate as to the incubation period could be shortened due to the level of exposure, the viral load of the person that you're exposed. If you have a higher exposure to higher viral loads, I mentioned this in an earlier podcast, healthcare workers who are constantly exposed, well, their conversion time is going to be way shorter. They're not going to have a 14-day grace period. No, they're probably going to come down with it very quickly. You know, depending on how much they are getting exposed to, how quickly, so on and so forth. I don't want to get too far off the subject. Okay, so the new strain took weeks to become the prevalent strain in some nations. So in addition to spreading faster, this new strain may make people vulnerable to a second infection after the first bout with the disease. And this is interesting. These very same people, they don't even live anywhere near each other. These very same people came down with a second cold only, I'd say, about 4 weeks ago. Same time. Boom, got sick again. Whoa, that's crazy. They could have had the corona. I don't know. They could have had it, maybe. I don't know the status at this point. Maybe they should get tested. But it's interesting. It's interesting that that's what they're discussing, and that they're discussing this particular mutation being here in the Northeast. I believe that there's definitely validity to that. And hearing people speak, overhearing people speak just at work and say, yeah, you know I had something really bad back in December and blah, blah, blah. People are talking, you know, something definitely did come by. And I even had an earlier podcast. Yeah, you know, I feel like I'm fighting something. I'm going to beat this shit. And I fucking did. And I definitely did, but I didn't have a cough, no sinuses. Again, I have my arsenal. I have my arsenal. I keep my immune system locked and fucking loaded. I don't need the shots. I got enough shots in my body that I'm fighting with. And let me fucking tell you, all you vaccine maker motherfuckers, I'm coming for you. I am coming for you. Because as a healthcare worker, I wasn't really given a choice. As a student, I wasn't really given a choice. I was told that these things were safe. And let me tell you, now I am paying the fucking price. And you better pray. You better pray that these things kill me first before I get to you. But I'm gonna find every single one of you. And I'm gonna make you pay. I'm gonna make you all fucking pay. First and foremost, though, I gotta make my small investment and buy my little book. Once I buy my little book, I have enough ammunition. I have enough ammunition, and I'll have enough to fry every single one of you motherfuckers. Every single one of you. Not just for what you did to me, but what you've done to all of us. You're gonna have to pay. Alright, off the subject. The 33-page report was posted Thursday on BioRxiv. A website that researchers use to share their work before it is peer-reviewed in an effort to speed up collaborations with scientists working on COVID-19 vaccines or treatments. That research has been largely based on the genetic sequence of earlier strains and might not be effective against the new one. Right. They're working on vaccines. And I have discussed this before, and I will never stop beating this drum. 14 mutations have been identified so far in the spike proteins of SARS-CoV-2. They cannot keep up with the mutations in order to derive an adequate vaccination. It's not possible. Now, with 14 mutations, this is what I want to get to. Because this message is already too long. Wait, we're at 15 fucking minutes here? 14. I didn't want to make this a long message, but I talk too much. My boss told me that too. My new boss, he said, you know, you talk too much. I said, motherfucker, you're right. Anyway, so, you know what? Sometimes I do talk too much. So let's make this nice and short. I am tired. I'm cranky. But you know what? I need to say what I need to say. And I've been a little silent lately. So with 14 mutations, we're at COVID 33, bitches. COVID 30 fucking 3. I told you. COVID 33. So we got COVID 19 through COVID 33. Which vaccine are you going to take? Which one are you going to take? Which number? 18, 17? That's like the HPV vaccine, right? Gardasil? Yeah. How many strains of HPV cause cancer? Hey, but you know what? Gardasil's going to guard you 2 out of 7. See, people don't get it. They don't educate themselves, and it's so scary. It's so fucking scary that there are people out there that are gonna sit there and turn around and say that I need to get a shot. I guess it's gonna be 33 versions of this. This is not why we're opening global, right, manufacturing a global fucking scale, because we got 33 versions of this bitch now. 14 mutations, but we COVID-19 through 33. Now they're throwing me off. I can't even speak. Either or. We'll have 14 vaccines, right? A CombiVax, 1 through 14, 19 through 33. Who the hell knows how many we'll have? 3 months, 5 months. Don't do it, people. Don't do it, people. Do you realize? This just, it is what it is at this point. And there's no amount of little shots or this or that that's going to protect us or you. Me, I don't rely on the shots because, you know what? I have proof. We all have proof. There's proof out there that people can see for themselves. That their solution is part of the problem. And nobody seems to understand it. Nobody seems to want to admit that. Is it too scary? Is it too scary for people? You know, for anybody who listens who understands me, I know you right now, you're probably thinking like, boo-hoo, motherfuckers, right? Boo-hoo, yeah. Like, really? Is there real true compassion for people who refuse to see the truth? Not at all. I don't have compassion for the assholes who refuse to see the truth, because when you refuse to see the truth, you're being complacent. You're being complacent, and you are allowing these entities to rob. If you want them to rob you of your health, more power to you, but to demand that they rob the health or your children, you want them to rob your health and your children's health, more power to you, but you have no right to demand that these entities rob other people of their health and their livelihoods. This is all just web of lies, and I really don't want to get too much more into this message because I don't even know what the fuck I want to talk about. I just wanted to say something because it's been a few days. And now I'm up to 18 minutes. So you know what? I'm going to end this message because it was just a ramble shit show. But it's Cinco de Mayo. And you know what? Guess what? You got nothing else to do, I bet. And you're probably drinking by yourself. Or maybe you're in bed already. Or you're watching Jimmy Kimmel. That guy's a fucking asshole. I don't watch any of these fuckers on TV. But sometimes I turn on the TV just to see what's going on in the world. You know what? I'd rather not. Life is boring. Deal with it. Oh my god, I can't deal with myself right now. Alright, let's end this. Let's end this story with some birds. I woke up in a pretty bad mood today. It gets tiring after a while. But right now? Right now, I'm hearing all of these sounds. It's May 3rd, 2020, and it's a beautiful day here in the Northeast. You can hear everybody out. Birds are out. Motorcycles, the kids. It's nice to hear. It's nice that people aren't locked up. They actually took advantage of the beautiful day. I missed the sun, but at least I got to see the sunset. And I don't know if it's a waxing or a waning moon, but it's rised. It's rising. It's pretty cool. It's nice out. I love hearing the birds. That's a nice thing about being out here. Aside from the motorcycles and the loud cars and the ambulances. I'm sure if I have this recording long enough, we'll hear some ambulances. That's just what they do out here all the time. Car accidents and the such. Once in a while you hear gunshots. Yeah, I hear sirens. But we don't go silent for long. But it's nice. It's to the south of me. There's water. It is beautiful out here. It's beautiful. They're beautiful. It's the best part of being out here. Aside from the ocean. Sometimes clean air.